by having this conversation with a professional golfer, a four-time winner on the PGA Tour, winner of the Korn Ferry Tour's King and Bear Classic this past weekend. He was a national champion at Georgia. He was the 2007 Ben Hogan Award winner. He is Chris Kirk. He joins us now. Chris, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's really good to have you. So, Chris, your journey is absolutely amazing, and I want to get into that in a moment. But first off, can you take me back to the weekend? Despite the fact that you had played bogey-free golf for the first three rounds and you were 21 under, you were four shots off the lead going into the final round. So let me start right there. What was your mindset as you went to the course?
Yeah, I definitely knew I was going to have to stay aggressive. Was very surprised when I finished my third round to be four shots back after playing so well. I was just thinking I would try to go make as many birdies as I could and see if I could make a run.
So then you're four under on your first seven holes. The leader is two over. Suddenly everything has changed. What was that like?
Yes, that was very unexpected. I felt good about being able to chase him down and catch him, but I certainly didn't think it was going to be on the sixth or seventh hole, like you said. But then obviously had a little stumble on number 10 and was able to right the ship a little bit and say, you know what, this is not about just me passing Vince, who was the leader, but you know, there were a ton of guys behind me that were all going to make a ton of birdies, so I knew I had to stay aggressive coming in, and thankfully was able to make three birdies right there at the end.
Chris Kirk joining us. So what about that? You had that stumble on 10, and that dropped you into a tie for the lead, but then you birdied 14 and 15. Then you had that short birdie putt on 18. You had not won since your win at Colonial back in 2015. So what kind of emotions were you feeling standing over that putt and then when it went in?
A lot of joy, really. That's one of those things in professional golf. You're standing back there in the fairway on 18, and you know you got to make a birdie on 18 to win, to be able to do it, and thankfully do it relatively easily. I was glad it was a 2 or 3 footer, not a 12 footer, that's for sure. That's an amazing feeling to know you got to do it and be able to get it done.
We're talking to Chris Kirk. The thing is, Chris, that story alone is impressive, but it's even more impressive when you consider what you've done in the past 13 months. Last May, the day before your 34th birthday, you announced that you were going to take a leave of absence from the PGA Tour to address issues with alcohol abuse and depression. How would you describe your life at that point?
I think lost is probably the best word for it. So my sobriety date is April 29th, but the previous November was when I first, you know, sat down with some friends and family and address the issues, like, this is a problem for me, I'm going to stop drinking. And so that period of time from November through the end of April, beginning of May, I would usually make it for about three, four weeks or so, and just was miserable, unhappy, and then I finally would just go off the deep end, and that kind of kept repeating itself. And then after doing that a handful of times, I finally was just like, okay, I'm going to lose my family. I'm going to lose my career. I'm going to lose everything if I don't do something different here. And so that was when I said, okay, I just have to get away from the PGA Tour for a little while, away from traveling, away from golf, and was able to get the, you know, really truly get the help that I needed at that point, because I, being someone who's always been very headstrong, very determined, I just thought that, you know, I've got this. I can beat this just like anything else. But, after that period of months, it became very clear that I couldn't do it on my own. So I'm very thankful that I stopped when I did and have been successful to this point. And obviously, it's a long journey. It's a constant process. But I feel really great, and I'm excited about the future.
We're talking to Chris Kirk. I think I speak for a lot of people, Chris. I'm sure I do, that I really appreciate your candor, and I appreciate you sharing that. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you're an incredibly accomplished golfer. I mean, I only had time to list a few of your achievements at the start of the interview, but the fact is, you also finished second in the FedEx Cup in 2014. You were ranked in the top 20 in the world at one point, so it would have been understandable if you just kept battling it out on the course. What was it that made you step away?
I'd say it was a combination of a lot of things. I mean, first off, I was just miserable. You know, things were not going well at all in my personal life. Obviously, the stress that I described was putting strain on the relationship with my wife and my kids and my family. And I just felt like I wasn't in control. And so I knew that if I didn't stop and I didn't do something about it, things were only going to get worse. And I just wasn't willing to keep going down that road. You know, I'm very thankful that I was able to see that at that time. You know, a lot of people are not as fortunate. They keep going until they've lost their family, until they've lost their job, they've lost their house, you know, and it's that powerful of a thing that it can keep taking you down further down that road. So it was a combination of all those things, and I'm just very, very thankful. I feel very blessed that I was able to see that at that time and realize that I needed to do something different.
We're talking to Chris Kirk. You mentioned your family. At one point when you were away from the game, you were the head coach of your son Sawyer's baseball team. You were the assistant mm-hmm. coach of your son Foster's team. So what was that experience like? And overall, what was the time away from the game like for you?
Just hearing you say that brings a big smile to my face. You know, remembering coaching their teams. And, you know, I'll try to stay involved and at least be assistant coaches for them going forward. But it was great. You know, the first few weeks to maybe a month are really difficult. And I think that anybody else that's been through that, this can attest to that. Just physically, your body adjusting to not having something that it's had every day for a long time is difficult. And mentally also, you know, you become kind of obsessed, I guess is the right word, where you have, you know, it's a thought that pops into your head every 5 or 10 minutes all day. And that part of it doesn't necessarily go away at first. And you feel like it'll never go away. But thankfully it has. And but once I was able to get through those first few weeks, just being able to spend time here at home with my wife and kids. We live on 40 acres here in Athens, Georgia. It's just an awesome place for us to hang out. Really got into my physical fitness, got in the best shape of my life, which I could probably use a little bit more of that now. I need to get back going on that. But, just the time at home was fantastic. All that extra time with my kids. It just was something I'll never forget, and a time that you could see as a huge negative, but now I look back on it with really fond memories.
We're talking to Chris Kirk. Chris, one last thought about your reaction to this and how you got leverage on this. I think this is a statement you made last fall. Well, I know the statement was made last fall, but I think a lot of people would really like to hear this because it would resonate. You said alcohol is not your problem. It is your solution. You just have to find a better solution, end quote. I think that's really interesting. I think people would benefit from hearing your thoughts on that. Can you lay that out? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that a lot of people who become alcoholics or addicts or whatever it may be, you're using your drug of choice to make you just feel better about yourself, or if you have anxious or depressed thoughts, to kind of turn the volume down on those. And that's certainly how it was for me. I think that I was spending a ton of time on the road away from my family, which I didn't like. And I think that just trying to maintain the high level of golf that I had been playing, and the struggle to do that just became too much for me. And so my sort of anxious thoughts would build and snowball, and I would come up with all these crazy, unrealistic scenarios in my mind. And so drinking was a way for me to just get those to turn off for a while, you know. And unfortunately, they would come back the next day, but it was worth it for me at the time to be able to just sit there and stare at the wall and not think about anything. And so obviously I got to the point where I realized that it wasn't really working anymore. And I've been able to find other solutions. You know, I'm involved in a 12-step program that's been really life-changing for me. And just seeing that, you know, although there were some actions on my part that brought this on, it's not necessarily something that I need to blame myself for. And not even something that I regret anymore, because it's led me to a place where I feel so much more free and open and honest than I've ever been. It's just an amazing feeling.
Talking to Chris Kirk, I appreciate that response very much. So as I mentioned, you had previously won four times on the PGA Tour, a couple of times on the Korn Ferry Tour. So how does this win feel compared to the ones before it? Does it feel different because of everything you've been through and overcome?
Certainly, yes. And, you know, it's been 5 years since I've won a Korn Ferry or PGA Tour event. So, yeah, definitely feel some feelings of redemption, but also I feel like it, you know, I'm hoping on this just being a stepping stone to being back where I want to be, being, you know, one of the top players in the world again. And I believe I have the game to do it. It's just a matter of trying to, you know, stick with my program and stay in a good place mentally and physically, and just try to slowly start building some confidence and realize that I can still do this.
Hey Chris, one last thought. What about the PGA Tour family? Like, what was the response from people around the game when you announced that you were taking your leave of absence, and what has the response been like since you've come back?
Overwhelmingly positive on both accounts. From all the other players that have sent me messages of support and just saying that they really respect what I'm doing, I really appreciate that. And then obviously this past week, tons of congratulatory calls and text messages. And then the support from the PGA Tour itself, from Jay Monahan, he called me a few days ago just to tell me congratulations and how proud he was of me. And they've just been really fantastic. It really does feel like a family in times like this.
It's an amazing journey, an amazing story. He is a four-time winner on the PGA Tour, winner of the Korn Ferry Tour's King and Bear Classic from the past weekend, a national champion at Georgia, and much, much more. Chris Kirk, my guest. Chris, so good to have you on the show. I really appreciate you sharing your story. There's no telling how many that helped, and it's great to have you, Chris. Thanks so much.
Thanks for time, Jim. Appreciate you having me on.
Appreciate you doing it, Chris. That was great. Thank you so much. Chris Kirk, amazing journey once again.